Good morning. It's July 8th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Hidden Blessings. Behold, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but in love you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction. Isaiah 38:17. My wife and I have a few favorite shows, and near the top of that list is the BBC's Call the Midwife. In fact, the music behind this devotional is the theme to Call the Midwife by Maurizio Malagnini. No, it's not because I've delivered babies all my life. It is, I suppose, because the show tenderly retells the true story of a young nurse in poverty-stricken Poplar, East London, in the 1950s. Nurse Lee works alongside the experienced nuns of Nonatus House, with whom she abides, as do several other young nurses. The tales of their interrelationships and the cases they take on reveal the beautiful confluence of faith and medicine. The story is narrated by Vanessa Redgrave as elderly Nurse Lee, remembering events now decades in the past. This episode was about a dying old man who once had 7 children, but whose 5 sons, 1 daughter, and his wife had all succumbed to tuberculosis. His only surviving daughter left the public house that her father owned and operated when she was in her early 20s to make a life for herself and to escape her heartbroken and bitter father. Absent for 6 years and pregnant by a man who had left her once he learned of the child, she returned to her father's bedside when informed of his ill health. She hid her pregnancy with a corset at work, ashamed and afraid she would lose her meager job in a typing pool, which paid barely enough for her to survive. Her father's heart failure was terminal and becoming rapidly more critical when she arrived. To her dismay, her father had nothing but mean-spirited, cutting things to say to her, ostensibly for leaving him broken-hearted years before. She tried to explain it had all been too much for a young girl, that she had lost her whole family as well, but the jibes from him and silent anger between them remained. Nurse Lee then convinced the young woman that she was all her father had left, and he undoubtedly loved her despite the bitterness he displayed. She needed to tell him he was going to have a grandchild before it was too late. She did, and the old man changed in the twinkling of an eye, determined to cling to life until the child was born, no longer angry with his daughter. She agreed to stay with him, and a short time later went into labor and delivered in a room above the public house, aided by the nurse and the mother superior of Nonatus House. The old man held the baby in his arms, noted out loud it was a shame that he was about to leave just as the little one arrived, ships passing in the night, and admonished the newborn to take care of his mother. He breathed his last, with his daughter just coming into the room and the baby on his chest. When the old man's will was read, he'd left everything, including the public house, to her. In it, he remarked that she was the most important thing in the world to him, and always had been. How is it that a loving Lord permits the deaths of almost an entire family to disease, breaks the hearts of the father, and his only surviving daughter, permits their estrangement, his heart attack and heart failure, and her unwed pregnancy? Well, how many times must we recall that God's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts? Isaiah 55:8. How many times must we forget that he has plans for us, plans for our welfare for good and not evil? Jeremiah 29:11. Love between a father and a daughter restored, a family line that will live on through the grandson, the lost family sweetly remembered by father and daughter together at last, the daughter's welfare secure, wrought by the love expressed in her father's will, written long before when she thought he hated her. Hidden blessings. Laura Story, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, wrote a beautiful ballad called simply Blessings.
Comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing. love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear, and we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not.
Dear Heavenly Father, oh, that we could have faith in the darkest hour to truly believe that you have a plan, that you love us and want the best for us. But we just can't see it. Use your Holy Spirit, Lord, to grant us the patience if we have not the wisdom to wait and see. We need simply believe and wait on you, Lord. It sounds so easy. Thank you that you showed us your heart through the suffering and death of your precious Son, so we can be assured that you get it, Lord. We know you get it. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.